going out like a sucker, no way. Welcome to the Student Housing Insight Podcast. This is an update.
Update now.
Hey guys, thanks for taking such a great interest in the podcast with our first five episodes. Those first five episodes were part of a series that I originally started this podcast for. It's really focused on the real estate professional out there that is, maybe they've done some development in the past, but for whatever reason they've got a student housing development that they're looking at, or even for operators who have been on the conventional side of apartment management that are now looking for student housing opportunities, and helping them understand the differences in how those operate compared to stuff they've done in the past. So we're going to continue the second half of that series with four, possibly five other episodes that we are still in the midst of recording, but we wanted to go ahead and send something out. I wanted to go ahead and say ah, because it's just been ah for the most part.
Ah.
But now we've got a co-host. So anyway, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that and some of the other changes with our website. And again, just a big thank you for everything you guys are doing to support the podcast. So first up, the most obvious is there's another voice to Student Housing Insight. There's actually going to be two more new voices to Student Housing Insight, as I have asked a couple of folks to come on and help me co-host for the remainder of this year. So hopefully everybody listening to this has also listened to my first podcast on marketing and researching your market for student housing with Greta Dare from the Status Agency. So Greta is joining. Say hey, Greta.
Well, I would have. Hello.
So Greta is joining. She'll be hitting a lot of the topics on marketing and leasing. Move it into the second series that we'll have later this fall. And yeah, it's great to have another voice besides my monotone, scraggly voice.
I'm excited about it. Honestly, I really think this is going to be a great thing. I think that the guests that you have lined up are, even just so far, are going to be filled with a lot of helpful information for a lot of people. I think that we've both been in enough situations where we've worked with people who need a resource like this, and quite frankly, there's nothing out there right now. You know, the conferences, you and I spoke about this, the conferences aren't enough information, and there needs to be a resource that covers a lot of the stuff, and I think it's fantastic that this is going to exist and help that. So, yeah. You know, thanks for having me, man.
Well, you know, everybody is coming out of turn, and they missed the first part of the podcast because it came out August 2nd.
Which means they should totally go back and listen to it.
Should totally go back and listen to those four and five, I should say.
He doesn't even know. It's fine.
We're making so many podcasts.
We're just making stuff up.
We can't keep count anymore. But yeah, so I have heard from a lot of you guys as you've gone through your turns and you've realized some mistakes that you made. You've realized some really awesome things that happened through that process, and have asked if we could talk about that. We're definitely going to get into that the second series. I feel like there's seasons though.
Not yet.
Okay. Whatever.
We can call it the second series of this season.
Second series of the, okay. So a little bit about what's ahead, just from finishing out this first series with development. Greta actually comes into studio and interviews me regarding picking a management firm for your student housing development, which I'm excited about. And then we've also have an episode on deal structure, and Susan Falkmer from Price Company, who's the chief development officer there, is going to be coming in to discuss that. And then we've got general contractor selection. Woohoo!
That sounds exciting.
It's very, very important. And David Helfrich from Campus Works, who's a very established general contractor and third-party developer in the space, is coming in to studio for that. And we've also got, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name, but we've got a gentleman from Freddie Mac that will be coming in and talking about the debt on a student housing deal and some other things from a research standpoint that Freddie Mac is doing in the student housing space.
And hopefully you'll learn how to pronounce his name by then.
It's, you know, I'll just wait till that episode.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff coming down the pipeline.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. And then, as I mentioned, brought you on as a co-host. We've actually
best decision you've ever made.
Yeah, we've actually got another co-host that brings a little bit of a different...
Even better best decision you've ever made. I'm going to be honest, she has way cooler skills than I do.
So, yeah, as I mentioned, we've got two co-hosts that we're going to be moving forward with, Greta being one of those, and then also to bring in an on-campus point of view, April Konvalinka, who has a pretty substantial career in university administration and a lot on both the facilities as well as the student housing part of student affairs.
And now you all understand why I said it was more important.
She'll be joining this season, for this series on something we'll talk more about once we get confirmation from a department head at a particular university. But then she's also doing a couple of podcasts herself this fall, specifically focused on the on-campus world. So looking forward to that.
Definitely tune in for those. I don't think that we can ever have enough information about on-campus stuff.
I've been really amazed how folks on the on-campus world really took to the podcast.
You know, that really doesn't surprise me.
I would say that, well, and the thing is that there's just not a whole lot out there, but it's in both worlds. But yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of support from the on-campus crowd, and that was one of my main reasons in asking April to help us with this, because I think she's a fantastic resource and has such a passion for on-campus housing. So
yeah.
So yeah, looking forward to that. And then we've got something new that we're adding. We've got sponsors.
Yay!
If you had told me that 4 weeks ago I would have people that wanted to pay me money to...
Listen, we had people listening. That was a big thing.
Well, yeah. but no, it's been such a good success and something that people have been wanting to hear, that a lot of the vendors in the space said, hey, I'd love to sponsor the podcast. And so we'll be doing some of that and really excited about those sponsors.
Featured spots.
Yeah, a lot of folks that I feel like we can, as we've said, this podcast is for telling the story of what's going on in student housing, and they're certainly part of that story. So
yeah,
excited about that. And also the website, thanks to the lovely
Grenadier
from the Status
Agency. There's a pretty snazzy website up now, if I do say so myself.
But we have updated the website for a lot of different reasons. We were using the hosted website from Podbean that didn't give us a lot of options. And, now that we're sponsored, having our own website gives us the ability to get information for those sponsors. So if you look for that, it looks great.
Thanks. Yeah, I think it's going to continue to develop and get bigger the more things that start to kind of incorporate into this fine project. But for right now, it's just clean, simple, and easy.
So yeah, that's what's coming down the line. We wanted to just send out a quick podcast for everybody just to let them know what was going on and to welcome Greta.
Yay! Thanks.
And we will talk to you soon. Look for the next podcast to come out on picking a property management firm.
It's very, very exciting. Best interviewer I think you've had thus far. Just throwing that out there.
Probably the best guest I've had too.
You know, I'm gonna have to disagree with you on that. But...
I'm sorry, the best guest you've had.
Okay, I can go with that. I can get on board. Okay, we're good. All right.
All right, guys. I appreciate it. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.